Yeah. I wanted to. Let's see how much we can cover today. So, let's take a step back. Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara in Rapapa. Rapapa has three chalukas. Dvarim Abayim Lachma Sudha, B'tay Chasudha, Dvarim Abayim Shleim Lachma Sudha, B'tay Chasudha, Dvarim Abayim Lachma Sudha. So Rashi learns that the first chalukah, Dvarim Abayim Lachma Sudha, B'tay Chasudha, it doesn't need neither, it don't need either a bracha, neither a bracha Rishayna, nor a bracha Achrayna. Rashi learns that's going on on Lifton. Let's see, Poshup Shah, things to your mamish malach is the pass. Rashi doesn't even elaborate what kind of things. Rashi is Dvarim Abayim, Lulaf is Bemis Apas. So they don't need a bracha, not Lifnei, and not Lacharev. And Dvarim Abayim, Shalei Machmas Suda, B'tei Chasuda. Rashi says that means like things that are like Kruv and Trodin. They're not Lifton, but they're coming Lamozin and the Daisa, Kruv, and Lifton. They're coming Lamozin and Lusayva. Taisus says in Rashi, if the first chaluk of Rapapa means mamish lifton, lelafis b'mesapas, so my kamash lon masnisani, that's a mishnah mufereshes. That's the mishnah of ikav etofel. What's the chiddush? If it's coming lelafis b'mesapas, avad it's an ikav etofel. Taisus learns, therefore, that the first chaluk of Rapapa means dvar mabayim achmas esuda. Haregilim lo veimachmas usuda bepas. Sheregilim loichlin bepas. Kirabosa bedogim bechol minik derech. So even though right now they're not coming with the pas mamish. They're coming b'fnei atzman. You're eating them b'fnei atzman. I feel loichlin b'tei chasuda b'fnei atzman b'loi pas. But kevan demishim pasim boim hapas petrosim. So these are things that are rogel to be they're rogel to be malachas to pas. They're rogel to be boim anu malachas. They're rogel to be boim hapas. So even though right now you're eating the bifnei asmon, but still mishum pasim boim and they pass. So how does the Sal Tosha's problem think of a tuffle? So why isn't it still a mishnah? I mean, it says your Papa says that they're potter from bracha rishayna bracha achayna. They're potter even from bracha rishayna. You don't have to make hamaisi. I mean, they don't need a bracha. Hamaisi patters them. Why does hamaisi patter them lechayra? Because the ikka of a tuffle. Tosha later on in the top of the base of Aleph, Tosha says that the pass is the ikka. So even if he tastes, it seems to work with Iker and Tofu. So how did Tosfos exactly solve the problem that my kamash blood must need? So lechayer, you have to say, I'm not sure exactly what the getter is, but lechayer, you have to say that it's not the regular Iker v'Tofu of the Mishnah. It's according to Rashi that we're talking about things that are coming l'lafis v'mes apas, that it's mamish coming to l'lafis the pas. So that's a classic ikka v'tofel. What's the getter of ikka v'tofel? Rashi says in Dan, Mem Aleph by Tznoyin and Zayas, the getter of an ikka v'tofel is that his kavana is that what's the lashon of Rashi? Tznoyin is ikka shebishvili hischal achilo. The getter of ikka v'tofel is the ikka is the thing that bishvili hischal achilo. I really want to eat the Tznoyin because I'm eating the Tznoyin. I have to eat the Zayas too. I really want to eat the Maliach because I'm eating the Maliach. I have to eat the Pas too because it's so salty. That's the getter ikka v'tofel. So if it will be lifted mamish like Rashi, so Tosfos has brought it. That's a classic ikka v'tofel. B'shvili hiskala achila. I really want to eat the bread, but I don't eat the bread without anything. I want to put some margarine on the bread. I want to put some peanut butter on the bread. I want to put maybe some avocado on the bread. I want to be malafis. I want to make the bread something to give the bread more taste. But b'shvili hiskala achila. The pas is b'shvili hiskala achila. So that's a classic ikka v'tofel. Mashenken according to Tosfos. That we're not talking about things that are coming to lift on. It's Dvarim Haregilim Lovayim Apas. And Bishul Apas, they're things that normally eat together with Pas. Now you're eating them. Again, what are the Shinus Tais exactly? Sheregilim Loichlim Apas. Kigamosu Vedogim Vechaminik Deira. Afilo Eichlin b'toy chasuda b'fnei asman b'loy pas. The kaven mishim pas and b'loy mapas b'drosel. The things that normally you associate with pas, so you know eating them b'fnei asman, but still it's called b'shul apas and b'loy mapas mishim pas and b'loy mapas b'drosel. So again, the getter is not exactly so clear, but l'chayra if you learn Tosfos, that it's not a regular Ikka V'Tofel. It's not a Dovah Poshut that's included in the Mishnah, because it's not Tchilas Achilos is only for the Pas. Later on, in Dachman Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos has a Lashon that he says it's like Yayin is Koyter Kol Mini Mashkin, because it's the Yayin is the Roish L'Chol HaMashkin. It's the Roish L'Chol Mini Mashkin L'Chenu Ikka. Behem Tfeilin L'Yin Ibracha. So, I seem to be comparing it. Time of the past, Peteres Kol Advarim Abayim B'Shvila. Well, the Lashon of Tosfos is on the top of the Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to get back to this Lashon. But the second line, Taima the Pas Peteres, Taima the Pas Peteres Kol Advarim Abayim B'Shvila. V'hashtu Yayin Poyte Kol Minim Mashkin L'fi She'ikim Mashkehu V'Reish Tuchol Minim Mashkin. Seems to be making a comparison. The Yayin is the Reish Tuchol Minim Mashkin, and similarly the Pas is the Reish Tuchol Minim Meichel. I think the Rosh is Mefurish that way. It's analogous to Yayin. Now, Kapanim, it's some kind of other getter that the pas is the Reish Tuchol Minei Meichel, the Yayin is the Reish Tuchol Minei Mashkin. So that's also, so Tosfos calls it an Ikka V'Tofel, but it's not the regular Ikka V'Tofel of Tchilas Achilosi B'Shvil, Tchilas Achilosi B'Shvil Ikka. Emesis, Rashi and Tosfos Shitosom. Because later on the Gemara asks, Yehochi Yayinami, Nifterei Pas. If Pas patters all the drama by Machmas Hasudah, so Yayin also should be Nifter. According to Rashi, that we're talking about a regular Nivik of a Tafel. So the Gemara's question must be that the Yayin is also a Tafel. Just like drama by, just like Lifton, just like drama by Lalakas is a Pas, I consider to be a Tafel to the Pas. So Yayin should also be a Tafel to the Pas. I said the other day, because the Yayin is. Yayin b'tor chesed is lishrois, so Rashi held that that's also kind of tuffel to the pas. So the Gemara asked that it should be a tuffel. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers that Yayin goyim bracha la'atzma. When the Gemara asks Yayin, why doesn't Yayin have the same thing as Dvarim Aboyim Machmas HaSutra? How much you should pat the Yayin? So the Gemara answers Yayin is goyim bracha la'atzma. According to Rashi, we must be saying that because Yayin is going to bracha la'atzmai, it doesn't have the din of Ikka V'Tofel. Yayin can't be a tofel. The question of the Gemara was that it should be a regular tofel. If Dvarim Aboyim Machmas HaSutra are a regular tofel, derech the mishnah of Ikka V'Tofel. Rashi at the beginning of the sugya also said that things that are coming to lapis, nobody could be chaylok on that about it's a tofel. So before the first Rashi, Rashi at the very, very beginning of the sugya, that nobody, when if the parents were coming to lapis it's a fast, nobody would say that Tamaytzi doesn't pat to them because it's a mishnah of Ikka V'Tofel. So it's before the Rashi. That things that are coming lafis lafas are the classic Ikka V'Tofel of the Mishnah. So if the Gemara is asking Yochi Ayinani, then it means that Yayin should also be included in the din Ikka V'Tofel of the Mishnah. It should also be included in the classic thing, the din of Ikka V'Tofel. And what's the Gemara's teretz? Yayin is Garim Brochel Atzmeh. Now what does that teretz mean? Yayin Garim Brochel Atzmeh. So Tosfos says that it means that Chazal Mesakin is a special brocha for Yayin. So if the Gemara means, if the Gemara's question was that Yayin should be a regular Tofel, the regular classic tuffel you have in the Mishnah, so the teretz would have to mean that because they were misakin a special bracha for Yayin, so Yayin can't be a tuffel. Anything that they were misakin a special bracha for can't be a tuffel. Could that be true? How do you know now? Because bread. They were misakin just as much a special bracha for bread as they were for wine. And bread could be a tuffel in that. The Mishnah talks about bread being a tuffel. So how do you read the Gemara? So I think that's where Rashi can't read the Gemara that way. Rashi couldn't read the Gemara that Yayin is Goyim Bracha L'Atzmi means that Yayin has its own Bracha. Pas also has its own Bracha. And Pas could be a Tafel. So why can't Yayin be a Tafel too? So therefore Rashi has to say in Nukshat, Yayin Goyim Bracha L'Atzmi means B'kama M'kayim M'subah Afal P'shein Etzorach L'Shti Yosai by Kiddush and by Abdullah by B'chas HaMazon. Rashi earlier on Mem and Beis elaborated on the Rashi over here. B'kama M'kayim M'subah means by Kiddush, by Abdullah, by B'chas Nesuin. We very often make a Bari P'ya Goffin even though we don't need the Shti Yosai Yayin. What does that have to do with anything? Like why does that solve the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is Yayin should be a Tafel and shouldn't need a Bracha, should be Tafel to the Hamaitzi. So the Gemara answers it's Goyim Bracha L'Atzmi. What's that one of the Teretz? So the stomach, I think Lashitasa, the Havana of the Teres is that since the Geder of Iker V'Tafel is Tchilas Achilosa Yisrushila Iker, that my reason for eating over here is the Iker. I'm not interested in the Tafel. So my reason for eating is because of the Iker. I want to eat the Maliach. I'm not really interested in the Pas. I want to eat the Tznoin. I'm not really interested in the Zayas. So Tchilas Achilosa Yisrushila Iker, so therefore the Tafel doesn't need a Bracha, or the Tafel doesn't need its own Bracha anyway. So Rashi says, by Yayin, you can't say that by Yayin, because by Yayin you make a bracha bari p'gofen even though you don't want to drink at all. You're not interested in drinking, and nonetheless you have to make a bracha bari p'gofen. So by Yayin it doesn't make sense to say, you don't have to make a bari p'gofen because I wasn't really interested in drinking the wine, I only really wanted the bread. My tchilas hakavona was for the bread, and the Yayin was only machmas the bread. Sometimes I'm not interested in the wine at all, and I'm not interested in any food, and I'm not hungry, I'm not thirsty, I don't want anything. I just want to, and nonetheless it's a bracha bari p'gofen. So you see that the bracha of Yayin, it doesn't matter. The bracha of Bari P'ya Gofen has to be made, even though that was not my Iker Kavon. So that's why it doesn't have the Iker of Iker B'tofel. That stems very well, the way Rashi learns. Halechem doesn't have that. Halechem's not going bracha l'asmei. In this new sense of kama m'kayim u'subah by Kiddush and Avdol and so on, that's a special thing by Yayin, that we don't have that by Halechem. So Yayin taka cannot be, according to Rashi, the Gemara over here is saying that Yayin can't be a tofel. But Tosfos learns the Gemara's answer is that Yayin has its own bracha. Well, bread also has its own bracha. So what's the Gemara's answer? The answer is Tosfos Shitosa. Tosfos learns, we're not talking about the regular din of Iker V'Tofel. The regular din of Iker V'Tofel you have in the Mishnah, that Chilas Achilos is B'Shul Iker, and the Tofel is only, and you're only eating the Tofel because you're eating the Iker, that's not the subject of our Gemara. That applies to bread, and that applies to wine too. Lu Yitzur, you had some kind of case where you were only drinking the wine because, I don't know, because you had some, I don't know, you would somehow a tuffel to some other food, a real classic tuffel, then it would talk about not need a bracha. The Gemara over here was asking, the ik of a tuffel of Asik is a different ik of a tuffel. The ik of a tuffel of Agamar is that the pas is the reish to cholmine meichel. The yain is the reish to cholmine mashkin. The pas is the reish to cholmine meichel. So in Agamar, so the Gemara says, so if pas is the reish to cholmine meichel, so why can't the pas be the reish to yain too? So the Gemara answered, no, yain is also a reish. Because Yayin has its own bracha. Since Yayin has its own bracha, so Yayin's also a reish. So if Yayin's also a reish, so it's not tuffel to the yeah, shnei melachim here. Yeah, yeah. The Yayin is also a reish. So if the Yayin is also a reish, it can't be a tuffel to the lechem. Tosfos Shitosan works very well. Yes, sir.
We're also going to have to say now that when we talk to Mem of Beis about, right. So then it's going to have to come out in Rashi.
That this svar of Goyim Bracha L'Atzmi is only by wine and not by bread. Because according to Rashi, it's a svar why wine cannot be a tuffel. But bread, we know, could be a tuffel. So it must be that bread is talking about Goyim Bracha L'Atzmi because you don't make Kiddush on bread. That's really Machlekes Rishonim if you can make Kiddush on bread. So some Rishonim, well, you could make Kiddush on bread. I know what Rashi, rather Rashi holds, that you could make Kiddush on bread. You have to know, Rashi holds, you could make Kiddush on bread. Zimn in the Chav. It's a little bit different over there. There you're making the hamaisi on the bread anyway because you have to have the bread for the suddah. So you could make kiddush on it too. It's in place of the wine, but still you see that you could, you're ain't tzorach. I think over there, you can't say ain't tzorach lachilosa, why do you need the bread? The bread is the suddah. The only reason why you can make kiddush directly on the bread is because you can make kiddush directly on the suddah. And the bread is the suddah. But the yayin, you don't need the shtiyas of yayin, it's just bracha lakais. We'll have to be mechalak something along those lines. But akapanim, it's muchach, that the din of yayin going bracha l'asmi is only by yayin and not by bread. I, before Rafuna said, chutz min apasu min ayayin, that shahakon li bedvori pat is everything except for passing yayin, and Rashi said yayin because it's going bracha l'asmi. So we'll have to say that's only going on yayin. Passes for a different reason. And so in the Oiz V'Hadu Gemara, they brought a different gears in Rashi also, pass because it's muzzin, and then yayin because it's going bracha l'asmi. And that needs its own discussion. What does it have to do with shakal nivadvarim? Yeah, that's the whole discussion myself. Why does that therefore have the effect of shakal nivadvarim doesn't happen? I always said because it's a bracha. Mechefts of the eye, it's not a regular birchas hanenin. Maybe bechas also. Akapanim, that needs to be discussed, but I don't want to discuss. That will leave open. But I'm just making the chesh right now and asking you. The chesh and asking, I think it comes out, places in Rashi and places in Shitosa. Rashi learns the sugya we're talking about, the first baba ver papa is a classic ikka v'tofel. It's the regular ikka v'tofel of the Mishnah. Rashi says that b'feirish. Again, Rashi says at the beginning of the sugya b'feirish, that things that are coming for lifton are a vada tofel, because the Mishnah says the ikka v'tofel, that this is an ikka v'tofel. So lifton is the regular classic ikav tofel of the Mishnah, and that's what pas patters. It patters things that are coming lifton, things that are regular tefillin. If that's the case, so again the Gemara is just going over the cheshbon. So when the Gemara said yochi ayinami, it must mean that yain is a regular tofel, since it's lishois, it's a regular tofel. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Yain goyim bracha l'atzmei. It has to mean that yain can't be a tofel. But if yain can't be a tofel, but bread could be a tofel. So I have to say, the Gemara is saying, yain can't be a tofel, even though bread could be a tofel. Yain has some quality that bread doesn't have. Well, what quality does the yain have that bread doesn't have? So Rashi says, because it's going bracha l'atzmei. And that's a special thing by yain, that they were misakin bari piagofen for kiddush, for avdolah, for biches chasanim. See, chazal were misakin bari piagofen for wine, even though ain't it tzorach l'shtiyosi, that's why wine can't be a tofel. So the hezbra, because he can't say it doesn't matter that it's not ikir tchilis kavanosi is not for the yain. Doesn't matter. By wine, I don't care about this. His motive for drinking the wine. The wine needs a bracha anyway. Taisus, on the other hand, learns that this is not the regular ikka v'tofel of the Mishnah. Taisus says if it would be the regular ikka v'tofel of the Mishnah, then our papa wouldn't need to say it. My kamashlon must listen to me. So Taisus learns that it's not the regular ikka v'tofel of the Mishnah. It's a special ikka v'tofel because the lechem is reish to chol minei meichel. Like yain is the reish to chol minei mashkin, but it's not the ikka v'tofel of the Mishnah. No, it's by the regular Dvarim of Ikka V'Tofel, according to Taisus, this doesn't qualify. Dvarim Abayim Achmas Suda does not mean the peanut butter. It doesn't mean the things you're smearing on the bread. It's foods that are rogel, lovayim, apas, even though now you're eating them with Neatzman, but usually eat them in apas. So it's not the regular Ikka V'Tofel. They're not a regular, you know, if I'm having steak with my bread, if I'm having steak for supper with bread, you couldn't say, well, if I wasn't having the bread, I wouldn't have the steak. It's not a tofel in that sense. It's only a tofel that's new mechudesh to the sense that the lechem is the roish, the chol minei meichel. So therefore, the lechem patters all of the bracha and the lechem patters all of the brachas of the siddur. So it's a special din by bread. So the Gemara says so then bread should patter wine too. So the Gemara's answer is that is the Gemara's answer now is, it doesn't have to be that wine is a quality that bread doesn't have. The Gemara's answer is simply, wine is also has the same chashivas as bread. You're telling me that bread is chashiv? Wine is also chashiv. So bread is a big rosh, but yain is also a rosh. So one rosh doesn't patter another rosh. And that's the Gemara's Gaim Bracha Lasme. Therefore, Taisa is able to learn. Gaim Bracha Lasme just means it has a special bracha. I bread also has a special bracha. We never say that. We're not saying that yain is more chashiv than lechem. We're just saying that yain is as chashiv as lechem. It also has a special bracha. So Mele, L'shitasa, and Rashi Taisa, the Gemara, I think the Gemara works out both well according to both of them. Yeah, as far as the last chalukah of the Gemara, the last division of Rav Papa, is Dvarim Abayim L'Acher HaSuda. Two different sources. Rashi goes Dvarim Abayim L'Acher HaSuda. So Rashi learns that it means Peiris, that a rogel lovei Acher HaSuda. So B'teich HaSuda, you need a bracha l'fneim u'l'achareim. And Taisus learns, as do many other Rishonim, that it means Taisus especially changes the Girsa. It's not Dvarim Abayim L'Acher HaSuda. Because it's just Acher HaSuda. As Dvarim Haboyim Achar Suda would sound like things that are rogel to come after the Suda, but now they're coming in the middle of the Suda. No, that's not the pshat. Dvarim Haboyim Achar Suda over here means, and the Gisha should be, Achar Suda. If you bring food after the Suda is over, Taisus means after they were Moshech Yedeim in a pas, so then it's Zichanat Mitzvah to the Suda, and it needs its own bracha, and Taisus doesn't really matter what it is, not only Paris. Anything that comes after the Suda needs its own bracha Rishayna, and its own bracha Rishayna. Taisus adds that we don't have this halacha. You know, before I come down, one is one just to one is one one could about we talked about it before. This line in Tosis that hashti yayin plate kol mini mashkin. The third line in Tosis on Mebezim Adal. Tosis va hashti yayin plate kol mini mashkin. If you shake a mashko, who raise the kol mini mashko. So there's two problems in this Tosis. First of all, Tosis says to himself. What's this to you? Tosis says, "Behashta yayin plate kol mini mashkin." Lefish ikem mashkin. Yayin pat is other mashkin.
He said that we don't pass on
Rebichia. Right. Tosis before said that this was Rebichia. Rebichia said yayin is plate kol mini mashkin, and Tosis before said that we don't pass like Rebichia. The same way we don't pass like Rebichia that pass plate kol mini meichel, because that includes Paris. And we hold that Paris are not exempted by Amritzi, like our Papa. So we don't pass in like Avchia in regard to Yayin. It's just Chiddush of Avchia that Yayin played to call me in a mask. And Tosis says we don't hold from that. Said at the time, the Rosh is Chaylik, the Rosh is just because we don't pass in like Avchia, the Lagabi Paris, the Lagabi pass pattering Paris. Who says we don't pass in like Avchia regarding Yayin pattering other mask? One thing has nothing to do with the other. But Tosis said that somehow they do. Once we're not passing like Avchia in one thing, so we can't pass in like Avchia, we don't pass in like Avchia in anything. And now Tosis is Vidova Pasha that Yayin played to call me in a mask, that Yayin does patter other mask. Black and white, stira and stira and Tosis. Right, the Chayyim have to say that the two Tosis are no stira. Maybe the Tosis before was from a different Bala Tosis. A Gilyan or something. Chayyim, I mean, this is a Mamish of black and white stira from one Tosis to another. Tosis before said the Yayin does not pat their other mashkin. Now Tosis says that the Yayin does pat their other mashkin. Then Mr. Lawson Tosis also funny. What's the hashta? What's the hashta? What's hashta? What changed? Tosis makes it sound like, and now it comes out. Well, what's now? Well, what's. There was some new development over here that hashta yayin patas other mashkin.
Could it be that before you were saying for Rebchia's reason we're not going to pass in that way, but hashta that the sugi comes out this way, it happens to be true that yayin will pat everything.
Yeah, but where does this even sugi even the yayin patas other mashkin?
At least that we didn't have any town that all these other that the same way that we just made yayin the rosh. The same way that bread's the Rosh, the bread's been the path of all things in that context. So too now Yain's the Rosh for all mashkin, it'll work in that mechanism, it's not Rosh's mechanism.
Yeah. Maybe that's not what's going on. That Tosis is saying, up till now Tosis thought there's no mukkah in the sugi, the Yain path is other mashkin. There's no mukkah in the sugi for that. So make a Tosis. Rebchia holds it past Pathos in Paris, so Rebchia is a different wavelength. But now the Tosis is Machadish shot in the Gemara, that when the Gemara said Yai Nami Niftere Pass, and the Gemara's answer is that even though Pass is the Rosh for all the foods, but Yayin is also a Rosh, because it also has its own bracha, so Yayin is like bread, it has the same chashivas of bread. So if that's the case, that Yayin is also a Rosh, so maybe just like bread is a Rosh and a Pat is everything else in the Sukkah, so maybe Yayin is also a Rosh and a Pat is all the Mashkin. If he's Shikha Mashkin. Now, it's not so pushed, because even though bread is a rosh and a pat is all kinds of food, but the only pat is all kinds of food that are in the orbit of the Suda, right? You can't make hamitzi and some bread in the morning, and then an hour later have something, and the bread will pat it. Only pat is the things that are in the Suda. Yayin, if it's not b'teich ha-Suda and you have wine, if it's b'teich ha-Suda, the other beverages are anyway pat by the bread. So we must be talking that you're not in the Suda. You had wine, and together with the wine, you're having Coca-Cola. So even if Yayin is a Rosh, but who says the Coca-Cola has anything to do with the Yayin? Like, who says the Yayin makes a Suda over here, Psa Mishta Yayin, that it's somehow the other foods become in its orbit? That was a Chiddush of Chiyim. I said that's true. Maybe that's not so terrible. That much we could learn from Chiyah. Rav Chiyah says the other Mashkin have a Shaykhis to the Yayin. So we don't pass him like Rav Chiyah. I mean, Tosis before thought, who says we pass in like Rebchia? The Yayin is a Rosh. You know, Rebchia thinks the Yayin is a Rosh. Maybe we don't pass in like Rebchia, the Yayin is a Rosh. But now that the Gemara, Tosis learned in the Gemara itself that it emerges, the Yayin is also a Rosh. So now what are you going to say? Yeah, but who said the Coca-Cola is connected to the yayin? That much Tosfos thinks we could learn from Rav Chiya. You see, Rav Chiya thinks that the yayin and the Coca-Cola do have a shaychus with each other. They're not like two different events. They do have a shaychus with each other. They are connected. It's one mishta. So now we can and the main that's not a Tosfos assumed. That's not the main chiddush of Rav Chiya. The main chiddush of Rav Chiya was that the yayin is a roish to chater of the mashk. So Tosfos before said mechates we hold on it. So now it says mechadish. No, but it says in our Gemara that the yayin is a roish. So now it's mistaber that the ochin nisugad is like Rav Chiya. And maybe we can say more also. Up till now, when we learned the sugya, like by the way, Rashi learns the sugya l'mashal. So Rapapa's the din that lechem patas the rest of the meal is midin ikar v'tochel, and that's not shayach for sure. That's not shayach to peiros. And Rav Chiya says that pet patas even peiros. Rav Chiya must be a different din. That's how we said it at the time. Rav Chiya is like on a different planet. That's how we explained Tosfos before. That the Rosh said, and the Rosh asked on Tosfos, what does one thing have to do with the other? Just because we don't pass the Rav Chiya, we don't pass the Rav Chiya, the Gabi Peiris, that Lechem Patas Peiris, why do we not have to pass the Rav Chiya by Yayin Patering other Mashkin? It's two unrelated halachas. So I said at the time, because Tosfos thought that the din that Lechem could pat the Peiris is like from a different planet. And other Peiris can't be tofel to the Lechem. It must be that Rav Chiya held this stamma din that the Lechem Patas everything. The Lechem is the Rosh, Lechem Patas everything. And we don't hold like Rav Chiya. So if you don't like Rav Chiya, so maybe yayin patas on the mashkin also, not because they're tofel to it, just because it's the birchas hayayin. For some reason, patas all of the other beverages. Mechates, we should all like Rav Chiya. But now the Tosfos tells me by Richlos that Rashi is wrong, that this is not a even up that bread patas other foods, not because they're tofel to the bread, because that's just the din of the Mishnah. Rather, it's nothing to do with the regular din of ikar v'tofel. It's a new din that the bread is the reish l'chol minei meichel. So that's already not so far away from Rav Chiya, that bread is the roish to chol minei meichel. So fine. So Rav Chiya, Rav Papa holds that it doesn't apply to Paris because the Paris are not connected to the Suda. And if Rav Chiya thought that it applies even to Paris, but the idea, nonetheless, you could still. But when it comes to Yayin, mechates that when it comes to Yayin, Yayin is an unrelated issue. So it's just like we hold that the bread is a roish to chol minei meichel. So the Yayin could be a roish to chol minei mashkin. So I'm adding this also. That maybe before that Tosfos that said that we don't pass like Rav Chiya at all, that Tosfos thought that Rav Chiya is a whole different world than Rav Papa. Rav Papa is a world of Ikar V'Tochel. That has nothing to do with Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya is a world not Ikar V'Tochel. So maybe we can't learn that from Rav Chiya. But now it's mischadish that even in Rav Papa it's not the regular than Ikar V'Tochel. Even in Rav Papa, that the bread patas to the other foods in the field is not because the other foods are tofel to the bread. Because then and when the Gemara says it asked the Yochi Yayin Ami, wasn't the Yayin should be a regular tuffle to the bread? Because then what's the Gemara's answer? Shiny Yayin the Gemara Bochel asked, well, Yayin can't be a tuffle. Even bread could be a tuffle. Ela Kamer, it must be that we're not talking here about the Ikar V'Tochel. Tosfos uses the language Ikar V'Tochel, but it's not the regular Ikar V'Tochel. We're talking here about this a din mechudish that lechem is the reish lechol minei meichel and therefore the lechem the birchas lechem pat is the whole sudah. Well, that's already very similar to Rav Chiya. Because Rav Chiya applies it even to Paris, and we hold the no. It's not called even. We don't think it's. Rav Papa doesn't think it applies to Paris because Paris are not really boyim achmas ha-sudah. They don't really belong to the sudah. So you happen to stick them into the sudah, but they don't really belong to the sudah. So therefore, the bread can't pat them. So that's a machlekes about whether the Paris can be incorporated into the meal. But the yisayid adover, we are on the same page as Rav Chiya that the way lechem patas is not midin the regular dinik of a tafel. It's midin that the lechem is the roish lechol minei meichel. So if that's the case, there's no reason to make a new machlekes Rav Chiya and Rav Papa in regard to Yayin. The same way Rav Chiya said that the Yayin is Reish Lechol Minei Mashkin. So that could be true according to Rav Papa too. And then going back to what we said before, Befrat, that that's not Kapshat and Gemara, Yayin Garim Baruch HaLatzmai, that Lechem is Reish, but it's not the Reish for Yayin, because Yayin is also Reish. Well, because Yayin is also the Reish, and I think the two things, they reinforce each other. And that's the Bahashra. Now it comes out that the sugya is a sugya not a ikar v'tochel. The sugya is a sugya of lechem being the roish to chol minei meichel. And now it turns out that yayin is also a roish. So then we should talk a pasuk like Rav Chiya that yayin pat is chol minei mashkin. Yeah. One last point in Tosfos. Then I want to talk about the Balamor. One last point in Tosfos. So Tosfos says that the last bavur of papa, going back to the last bavur of papa. But after you take away the lechem, after you take away the what's the lashon? In moshku yadayim in apas. So then it's not part of the suda at all. Havi kama shalchem lo shum suda. And then it doesn't matter whether it's dvarim or regilim lovei machmas suda or dvarim she'en regilim lovei machmas suda. They need a bracha lefneim alachareim because they altogether have no connection to the suda. So not benching doesn't pater them and amitzi doesn't pater them. But Tosfos adds va'achshav ein lanu dinze. Tosfos b'zman said this din is not noyik. Dein minug shalonu limshuch yadenu min apasklal ad la'achav riches amazon. Because we are not moshech yadayim in a pas till benching. We don't have this thing that we take the pas away and then we bring that to dessert. By us, it doesn't exist. So by us, we're always betay chasuda. The pas is always on the table. And therefore, this last category of papa, halach lemaisa, doesn't exist. Which is why when we have dessert, we don't make a bracha achreina. Because a lot of Rishonim pass like this taisus. So chayad ha'orid here. The Gemara later on has a discussion on Mebezim and Aleph. Well, I'm not really there yet, but the Gemara has a discussion. At what point is the Gemar Hasuda L'inyin that at that point if you change your mind and you want to eat some more you have to make a new bracha? When is it called the Yomisiyach Das Misuda? So Gemar says a whole bunch of opinions. This is Rav Papa. It's about a third of the way down in the Mebezim Adalat. The last words on the line are Rav Papa. Rav Papa ikla lebe Rav Huna lebe Rav Nosim. Papa came to the house of Rav Huna lebe Rav Nosim. Bosa de gamis of the sayo after the meal. Aisi le kamayo midi le mechol. They brought some food. After the whole meal was over, they brought some more food. Shokla Rav Papa v'kachol. So Rav Papa was eating. Amalei, sovalei mar. Don't you hold that gomer osu milechol? That once they finish the meal, you're not allowed to just continue eating. You have to first... We have to bench, but we have to make a new bracha Yishayna for sure. Some Yishayna hold even after bench. You can't just start a new bracha. You have to bench because the meal's over. So Amalahu Salak Itmar. I hold it's not over until they take away the table. So take away the table, that's when the meal is over. And they didn't take away the table yet, so I can still eat some more without a bracha. And then the Gemara brings that Rav Zeir Ikla Be'erish Glusa Lebosa the Sliku Toka Mekamaya. They took away the table. Shadri Li Ristano Be'erish Glusa. They whipped some dessert out. So Rav Achle Rav Zeir Li Achle. So Rav Zeir said to Rava, now they took away the table. They didn't just take away the food. They took away the table. So, I mean, they didn't just stop eating. They took away the table. So, Amalei, I'm not talking to Reish Galusa Samchinon, but I hold that even though they took away the table, but since the Reish Galusa knew that he's planning to send us some more, so therefore we're our das is bottled to his das. He's the balabas, and he was planning to bring out some dessert. So even though we thought the meal is over, and they took away the table, we thought the meal is over, but really the Reish Galusa knew that there's more coming. And then the Gemara says that if you harogel b'shem and people who smear oil on their hands, so the meal's not over until you put on the oil. And then the Gemara says at the end of a less hilchasa, a couple lines further, of a less hilchasa kacholhani shmaitse, we don't pass like any of this. Elik yod omer avkiya barashi omer rab. That smicha has to be taken of the shechita by a carbon. Taken for lulat filo, you have to be same lulat filo. Taken until it's still the ayah bracha, and that birchas hamosin has to be is taken to the mayim achrayim. In other words, the meal is not over till mayim achrayim. Mayim achrayim is right before birchas hamosin. Mayim achrayim is the end. It doesn't matter if they took away the food. It doesn't matter if they took away the table. Until they actually wash mayim achrayim, if they bring out more food, you can make a new bracha. I would have thought, Rav Papa's the Shitasa. Rav Papa says that if they take away that after the Suda, if they bring food out after the Suda, you need a new bracha Rishayna and you need a new bracha Achayna. That's the Shitasa. That when they would take away the table, the meal is over. You have to make a new bracha Rishayna. If they bring out, you change your mind, you have to make a new bracha Rishayna. But we don't hold like that. We don't hold like Rav Papa. We hold that until Mayim Achayna, nothing, the meal is continuing. The meal continues until Mayim Achreinim. So why does Tosfos say that we're not noig like our papa because b'zman hazeh we never take away the bread? You don't need that. Even if b'zman hazeh would be like the time of Chazal, but halacha shouldn't be like our papa anyway because we hold the meal is not over until Mayim Achreinim. It's not a kash on our papa taka in the sugya. The sugya itself says that Rav Papa said that the meal is over as soon as they take away the table. The table and the bread is the same thing as the. It was a little table with the bread. So they didn't take away the bread, they took away the table with the bread. So Rav Papa says that has to do with taking away the table. But the Gemara says that the halacha is not that way. The halacha is that the meal is not over when they take away the bread, when they take away the table. And if you change your mind, you could continue to eat. So stamaze the halacha is not like a papa. So why does Tosfos have to come up with this? We're not knowing like a papa because this man is different. Forget this man is there. Even with time of Chazal, the chayra papa of here is not la halacha.
Maybe Tosfos holds that mind of Chazal.
Taisus b'zman hazeh ma'imachayim. Gemara says ma'imachayim is a chayvah. Taisus b'zman hazeh, we don't have ma'imachayim. He means since we don't have ma'imachayim, so it's not negeh till. It was really the halacha is not going to pop up because you have to wait for ma'imachayim. But we don't have ma'imachayim. Taisus taka holds it. Now we don't have to wash ma'imachayim. So we don't have ma'imachayim. So maybe we should go back to our papa. But Taisus, yeah, but we don't take away the bread either. I hear, maybe. That would be a chayvah. Maybe that's the pshat. But in the chanami, really, b'zman hazeh, the halacha is also not like a papa. Because of Mayim Echayim, but Taisus is not into Mayim Echayim. So nowadays we don't have Mayim Echayim. So maybe nowadays we should go back to our pup. He says, no. But nowadays we don't take away the table either. So we don't take away the we don't have the Mayim Echayim, but we don't take away the bread either. So we just continue. Absolutely. I thought maybe a little bit different. I thought that maybe it's two unrelated issues because you see the Gemara does not really connect them. It's two issues. The issue on the Gemara based on Aleph is at what point are you Mesiach Das from the Sudur? To such an extent that if you change your mind and you bring out the bread again, you have to make a new bracha. So if Papa says if they take away the table, that means you're mesiach das from the bread, and you have to make a new bracha. And we hold not that. We hold until Mayim Echayim, you're not mesiach das from the bread. And therefore, if they bring, maybe it'll come back. You know, maybe it'll be a second act. So even though they took away the table, as long as they didn't wash Mayim Echayim yet, it's still called that you have in mind that maybe it'll bring back the table. Maybe they'll bring back more food. Maybe there'll be more courses served. So you're not yet Mesiach Das from eating. That's the sugya and Mebeis Madai. The Gemara by us, however, is talking about something else. The Gemara is talking about what's part of the Sudah. So Rav Papa says, once you take away the bread, once you took away the bread, so what you eat now is not part of the Sudah. Even if they'll bring the bread back, you won't have to make a new Hamaisi, because maybe they'll bring the bread back. But meanwhile, what you're eating now is definitely an intermission. It's not part of the Sudah. The bread is off the table. So when they bring out the peyres now, or even other foods, but these foods that you're eating, since the bread is not here, so that these foods are not part of the meal. No, it's two different things. It may be that until Mayim Echayim, there's always a hope that maybe the bread will come back. And if the bread will come back, you won't have to make a new hamotzi, and then you can pick up where you left off. Ein echanami. But Akapanim, until the bread comes back, right now there's no bread on the table. If right now there's no bread on the table, then the Birchas HaMotzi can't pater, and the Birchas HaMotzi can't pater. Because if you eat right now without any bread on the table, then you're not inside the Sudah. The Sudah could come back. Now, that's the point. The Sudah might come back. There might be a second act of the Sudah. But right now, the first act is over. The second act is yet to come. Right now, there's no bread on the table. So what you're eating right now is not part of the Sudah. So it needs a Brach Rishayin and a Brach Rechayin. There's an interesting Bahag. Yeah, I sent it in the sent you the Bahag. So you say like this. The Bahag says, hey, the ice of the Kamei. Try this inside. If you have it, you should have it on your phone, so I sent it to you. Ve'echad ha'aisel l'kamei rifso u'minei mechlo achrinei. If you have bread and other foods. Kol midi d'darki l'mechlo b'rifso b'tei chasudah. Anything that's the derech to eat with the bread b'tei chasudah. Ki shori ha'moitzi, when he makes ha'moitzi, patrolein rifto l'chol minin d'mis'achlin b'rifto. So it patters all of the other foods that are eaten with bread. I don't have to make a bracha on them. The Tanya Rav Chia pas pateres kol minei maichel v'yayin pater kol minei mashkin. The Omer Rav Papa hilchasa dvarim abayim machmas hasudah b'tei chasudah. You're going bistro like meat, b'kavri, fish, b'chol minei bishulei and other tafshilim that are kayu l'meichel b'rifto, that the derech is to eat bread with them, b'yarki and ubutzini and vegetables, and butzini are I'm not really sure what butzini are. What butzini are? Shoots, but I don't know how that fits over here. Anyway, I'm not quite sure what butzini are. Ain't una bracha le'lefneim v'le'lechreim, they don't need bracha le'lefan v'le'lechav. So, Bahag learns, the first bob of Rapapa is things that are ruggled to be eaten with bread, like meat and fish and tafshilim and vegetables. All of these foods are included in Dvarim Habayim Achmas Suda. They don't need bracha not lefnei, but not acharei. Hashkaf Rishayna sounds very much like Taisus. Dvarim Habayim Achmas Suda doesn't mean peanut butter, things that you mlaf as the bread. It means foods that are rogel to come as part of the Suda. Then it goes on, Dvarim Habayim Shalayim Achmas Suda, but things that are not Machmas Suda, Teich Suda. They're not ruggle to come achmas esudah b'tei chesudah. Kegain chavitza. Chavitza is like the porridge. Remember we had chavitza, the chavitza we had earlier in the parak. Or daiso, or cereal. Tuna bracha lefnei, ben tuna lebracha l'achrayim. They need a bracha rishayin and not a bracha achrayim. So the hag's mechalik. On the one hand, meat, fish, tafshilim, those are dakai lemechel in a pas. But mizoynus, chavitza v'daisa, porridges, cereals, those, that's the middle bubble of papa. That's right, not like Taisus. Taisus put those things together. Taisus said, what's the first bubble of papa? Dvarim avoy machmas suda. Taisus said, it means dvarim that are rogel to eat with the suda. Taisus said, kambosar v'dogim u'minik dera. Well, actually, v'chol minik dera, the minik dera could be tafshilim. Taisus didn't really talk about daisa. But on the other hand, when Taisus talks about the second bubble, Dvarim She'enam, that I come, Shalom Achmas Suda, Taisus says that's Paris. But it sounds like in Taisus, meat, potatoes, L'chayr, porridge also, even though Taisus didn't say so with Paris. That's the first bubble of Papa. The second bubble of Papa is Paris. Paris is Shalom Achmas Suda, because normally you have them for dessert. You don't have them as part of the Suda. Now you have them as part of the Suda, it doesn't matter. You don't, how much doesn't cover them. The Bahag has a different section over here, he has a new level. There's basar, dogim, tafshilim, things that are coming that are normally eating with bread, and then there's chavitza v'daisa. Chavitza v'daisa is not normally eating with bread; therefore, it needs a bracha lefneim. Benching, but they don't. But benching, you know, benching covers them. They don't need a bracha afterwards. Dvarim abayim la'achar suda, v'necholim la'achar suda. Things that normally come after the suda, again tamri v'rimayni v'sharmi gadi, like fruits and other desserts. But you brought them in the middle of the suda. Those things need a bracha ben lefan ben leachov. So this is very important. Bahag. The bahag here is saying absenu chaluka. He's saying this is within, but between basar and dogim on the one hand, and paris on the other hand, there's a middle level. Chavitza v'daisa, cereal. Cereal is not, and I think the pshat is poshut. I mean, the pshat is poshut. When you have bread, how do you have a meal? You have bread together with the bread. You have some meat, you have some chicken, you have some vegetables. You have different things that you eat with the bread. Most people, they don't sit down to have bread and oatmeal. The Gemara talks about bavloitip shoy the achli nama benam. I think I mentioned the other day. You don't have bread and oatmeal. The bread is that's two sources. You don't have bread and oatmeal. That's not a meal. The oatmeal is not tofel. It's not the things that the The Ravid, the Asogas Ravid over here on the Balamar, the Ravid quotes this Bahag, and the Ravid says, in the Ravid when he's describing the Bahag, he says that the Dvarma, but the first division of the Papa, the meat and the potatoes and the meat and the tafshilin and so on, those are things that are But I think that the pshat of the Bahag is that meat accompanies the bread, even though it's not smeared on the bread, or I'm not eating it as a sandwich. But meat and yerug, tafshilim, and all of these foods, these are foods that come as an accompaniment to bread, and cereal does not come as an accompaniment to bread. So it's not like Paris that you normally only have for dessert. No, porridge you might have not for dessert, you would have porridge for a meal. But not together with bread. Normally, if you have bread, you don't have porridge. And if you have porridge, then you don't have bread. You have, you know, for breakfast, you might have a sandwich, you might have oatmeal. You don't have bread, you don't have a sandwich and oatmeal. So that's why, so that's not called Dorma Bani Machmas Sutta. And that's why Yahamak doesn't pater, because it's haka not tofel to the bread. The bread could pater the meat, the tafshilim, the things that normally are eaten around bread. But the cereals, the starches, those are not normally eaten around the bread. So Hamaitzi therefore doesn't pater them. But Bichas Hamazon does pater them. They don't need their own bracha achrayna. Bichas Hamazon does pater them. So that's the last thing that the Bahag says. The Bahag says that Chavitza de Kolchalu b'toich ha-sudah my time l'tzorach bracha achrayna. If you have porridge in the middle of a sudah, so why don't you need a bracha achrayna? It needs, the Hamaitzi doesn't pater it. It's not tofel to the bread. So why doesn't it need its own bracha achrayna? Says the Bahag, the kevan de min mazon hu, since it's a min mazon, Mifta bebirchas hamazon, so benching paters it also. Aval tami v'rimayni mishar megodi, but tami and rimayni and other megodim, other delicacies, the lab min mazon, who was not a min mazon, lay mifta bebirchas hamazon, so birchas hamazon doesn't pater. So I think what the bag is saying is that when you have oatmeal in the middle of the suda, when you have porridge in the middle of the suda, so it's not part of the meal, it's not tofel to the bread, and therefore hamaitzi doesn't pater it. But Birchas HaMazon patters it, because since it's Mazon, so Birchas HaMazon patters it independently. And we had in Rashi also that way. Rashi says, we say that Rashi talks about the things that they do need a bracha Rishayna, but they don't need a bracha Achayna. So Rashi says, Keseder, because Birchas HaMazon patrosim. I said at the time, I think Rashi means Birchas HaMazon patters them independently, not because they're tuffle to the meal. They're not tuffle to the meal. Birchas HaMazon patters them independently. That's a big chiddush, because that's a need in all by itself. Can Birchas HaMazon do double duty? The Balamor at the beginning of Avri Pesachim writes that Birchas HaMazon can only pater once, so they can't pater two. Again, what if a person had a meal and then he was Mesiach Das? The person had a whole meal and he was Mesiach Das and now decides he's going to have another meal. They're going to have, brings out another loaf of bread, wants to start the meal afresh. So he needs to make a new Hamaitzi, that's for sure. He needs to make a new Hamaitzi. But does he need a bench first? Or can he wait and bench at the very end on both meals? Says the Balamor, Birchas HaMazon only goes on one. You can't do it. It's one Birchas HaMazon per meal. Birchas HaMazon cannot do double duty. You can't have two separate meals, but with one Birchas HaMazon. Alev Shem says you could. The Ramban says you could. You could have one meal. You misir das. Wash my machayim. Then you could decide, no, I want to have another meal. And take out the bread again, have a whole other meal, and you don't have to bench, because you wait till the end and bench on both. It's two separate sudas. Each one, there was a hesech das in the middle, and each one needed its own amaitzi. But Birchas HaMazon could do double duty. There's no part, Hesech Hadas doesn't preclude my benching. I'm always Mesiach Das before I bench. Every time I'm Mesiach Das, I wash my Mechayim, I'm Mesiach Das, I'm eating, and then I bench. So if you're allowed to be Mesiach Das, you're normally Mesiach Das before you bench. So fine, I was Mesiach Das, I finished my meal, I was Mesiach Das, washed my Mechayim, then I had another meal, then I bench on both. Not a problem, says the Ramban. And the Baal HaMor says, no, there's no such thing. There's no double, it was one benching per meal. So, and interestingly, the Ramban brings a raya that you could. From Tvorim Haboim B'Toich HaSudah, Tvorim Haboim Shaloi Machmas HaSudah B'Toich HaSudah, that need their own bracha Rishonah, they're not tuffled to the bread, but they don't need a bracha Achayna, because benching patters them. Ramban says, you see, that benching could patter two things. Benching could patter two things. The kids, it's machlekes yishayim. If you benching pater two things, your benching can only pater one. So the Baal HaMor says benching can only pater one thing at a time. Only pater one thing at a time. The field of Baal HaMor, Tvarim Abayim B'Tei Chasuda, they don't need their own, Shalei Machma Suda, they need a bracha yishayim, they don't need a bracha achayna, we'll have to say, we'll see, we'll get to the Baal HaMor inside, that they're tuffled to the Suda. I have Maitzi doesn't pater them. So Baal HaMor says, yeah, they're not tofel to the bread, but they're tofel to the Suda. So when you say, v'yachalta v'sovot v'rachta, it's going in everything that was in the Suda. So it's not tofel to the bread, mamish. These things that are shalei machmas v'suda, whatever they mean. Baal HaMor holds them more like Tosfos, that means peris. So peris b'teich ha-suda, they're not tofel to the bread, so you need, they need their own bracha rishayna, but they're tofel to the meal, so the bracha rishayna patters them. And I see in the Bahag, it's mashma that the Bahag learns that the Dvarim HaBoim Shalai Machpar Sasuda, which he understands to be parage, the middle bubble of a puppy understands to be parage, they need their own bracha Rishayna because they're not part of the Suda. They're not normally accompanying, they're not accompaniment for bread. But they don't need bracha Achrayna because benching pathers them independently. So that's the sheet of the Bahad. The emes is, it's very karav to Rashi. It's karav to Rashi. There's three babas. The first baba are things that are tuffle to the bread. The second baba are things like porridge, that they're part of the meal, that you're eating them as a meal, but they're not tuffle to the meal. And the third baba is pears. It's karav to Rashi. Except that in Rashi said, well, not really now in the light of the bag, I'm not even sure that's not Rashi too. Well, how does Rashi learn? What's the first bubba of a pup according to Rashi?
Lifton.
The second bubba, Rashi says, Kruv, Trodin, and Daisa. Kruv, Trodin, and Daisa, that they're not Lifton. But they're still the Mosin of the Soila. And then the third bubba is Paris. In the Bahag, what's the first bubba? Meat, Tafshilim, things that accompany bread. The second bubba is cereal, that's not really an accompaniment for bread. And the third bubba is Paris. So it's very, very similar to Rashi. In Rashi, it says the first bubba is lifton. In the Bahag, the first bubba is things that are normally eaten with bread. I'm not sure. Maybe when Rashi said lifton, I thought all along when the Rashi said lifton, he means that it's mamish on the bread, like a sandwich, like peanut butter, things that your mamish eating on the bread. And Dvarim Shalei Machmas is those things that they're not mamish on the bread, but they're still meal foods, kruv, trodden, and so on and so forth. Now, in the light of the Bahag, I'm not so sure. Maybe when Rashi talks about lifton, he doesn't mean foods that are mamish on the bread. He means foods that are normally eaten to accompany bread. Like basar, things like that. They're normally eaten to accompany bread. Right? So that's called a lifton, even if it's not eaten with the bread mamish. And then when you have this, the second bubba rapapa, when Rashi talks about kruv daisa, kruv atrodin, so I don't know, kruv atrodin is like, it's a tafshel. The Bahag says that the tafshel goes in the first bubba rapapa. Only daisa and chavitza is in the second bubba rapapa. Rashi has kruv atrodin, I would think kruv atrodin is eating with bread. It's a tafshil. And that means that lifton must be something that's mamish on the bread. So I'm not sure. Maybe not. Maybe kruv atrodin somehow is lemozin or lesoiva and it's not eating with bread. Anyway, I'm not sure. In other words, in the light of the Bahag, I'm not sure if when Rashi said lifton, he meant that it's mamish on the bread or he means foods that are normally eaten with bread in contradistinction to foods that are not normally eaten with bread, like daisa. But the kruv lifton, I'm not quite sure how that would work. Bakapanim, in the tzurasa, the shmaisa, the Bahag is very much like Rashi. Maybe in the fine details, a little bit different. But that there's three babas, everything's in the middle of the meal. Not like the other, not like Taisus, that the last baba or papa is dessert. No, everything's in the middle of the meal. There's different kinds of foods that you have in the middle of a meal. There's what Rashi calls lifton. The Bahag calls them foods that are normally eaten with bread. Then there's the middle bubba, Rashi calls daisa kruva trodin, lemozin ulasoiva, but they're not lifton. The Bahag talks about chavitza v'daisa, it's mezainas sicker foods. And then the last bubba is peres b'toy chasudu. So, in broad outline, it's very similar to Rashi. It's also very similar to Rashi in the hasbara of why this middle bubba of Rapapa, it needs its own bracha rishayna, but it doesn't need its own bracha achrayna. So Rashi said it needs its own bracha rishayna because it's not lifton, it's not tuffle to the bread. But it doesn't need a bracha achrayna because b'chas hamazon petrosli, l'chari meaning b'chas hamazon patters it independently. Well, that's very similar to, that's what the Bahag says, that this middle bubba of papa, chavitza v'daisa, it needs its own bracha rishayna because it's not something you normally eat with bread, but it doesn't need a bracha achrayna because b'chas hamazon, since it's mazon, b'chas hamazon can patter it. And why can't b'chas hamazon patter Paris? Because it's not mazon. Both Rashi and the Bahag say the same thing. Rashi also talks about why can't birchas hamazon pat the peres? So Rashi said before in Rav Sheshes, birchas hamazon can't pat the peres because they're not mazon. Well, the Bahag says the same thing. Birchas hamazon can't pat the peres because it's not mazon. But it could pat the chavitza v'daisa because chavitza v'daisa is mazon. Exact same things that we have in Rashi. So the Shittas of Bahag is really karav moed. I don't know, maybe identical. The Kol HaPachas is karav to the shita of Rashi. That's an important idea because the Rav is going to be talking about this Bahag also. One thing that's bothering me in the Bahag is that the Bahag brings Rav Chiya. Pass paita kol mine maichel, v'yayin paita kol mine maschel. So the yayin, fine, he goes, we pass like Rav Chiya by yayin, but he passed like Rav Chiya by pass. Pass paita kol mine maichel. But when Rav Chiya said pass paita kol mine maichel, l'chayre he meant not just Basur and Dagim. He meant Peris, because the Gemara said that Rav Sheshis, who says that Peris need their own bracha and their own bracha achrayna, is pliga de Rav Chia. It's mukach in the Gemara that Rav Chia, when he said pater could pass by to call me Michael, means that pass paters even Peris from bracha rishayna. And the Baha'i passes with Peris that way. He passes like Rav Papa, that Peris need their own bracha rishayna and their bracha achrayna. And even Chavitza V'daisa needs some bracha rishayna, so that's very far from Rav Chia. Why is he bringing Rav Chia down? La halacha at all. Very strange that he mentions Rav Chia. The Baha'i starts off when he's quoting Rav Chia. His opening words are, "Hey, the ice look like a rivta, umini mechli acherini, and other kinds of food. Kol midi the dachli lemechli berivta b'tei chasuta. Things that are the derech to eat them with bread b'tei chasuta. So then, kishari amaytzi patum rivta lechol midi b'misachlin berivta. So the amaytzi pat is all of the other midi that are normally eating with bread from a bracha, but it's all the bruch elai. Okay, that's like the first chalukah rapah, but dvar mabayim machmas chasuta. Things that are normally eating with bread." And on that he says, the Tony Rav Chia passed by Paris, called Mini Michael. What are you calling Rav Chia? That's very far away from Rav Chia. Rav Chia is talking about Paris altogether. Not talking about things that are derech to eat with bread. So I don't know what's up,
yeah.
That we don't have in our Gemara, we need to say that Rav Papa is an explanation of Rav Chia. Gemara initially thought Rav Chia is talking about everything. That's more says a pliga de Rav Chia. But then Rav Papa comes along and he says, no, that's not the pshat in Rav Chia. Rav Chia means only Dvar Mahavoy and Mach Mesuda. And then it's not necessarily against Rav Sheshis. Because we all like Rav Sheshis. I mean, the way Rashi learns, we all like of Shesus. Paris needs a bracha, of Reim al Acharei. Yep, I don't know. Mice is Akashra. Maybe just bring Rav Chia for the principle that even though these things are not, like we talked about in Taisus, these are not literally Nikkei V'Tachel, but there's this thing that passes the Reish to Chol Mini Meichel of the things that are ruggled to be eaten with Pas. So that's where Rav Chia's Lashon Pas Paiter Chol Mini Meichel, that it's not Midi Nikkei V'Tachel. So Rav Chia himself said it without any Chilukim, and maybe he said it even on Paris. That we don't hold on. We hold like our Papa, that even though Pas is the Reish to Chol Mini Meichel, but only for the things that are the Derech to be eaten with the Pas. So we don't pass like Rav Chia to the extent that Rav Chia himself said. But he's just bringing Lashon Rav Chia to bring out the idea that this is not Midinik of a Tafel, it's a new principle that passed by to Kol Mini Meichel. Which then Rapapa elaborates, but then Rapapa qualifies, and he says, yes, passed by to Kol Mini Meichel, but only Dvarim Sherigilim Lava that are ruggled to be Nechel with Pas. And Ulay, maybe like you're saying, that now that we have Rapapa, so that becomes pattern of Chia too, and then it's talking not against Rav Sheshis. Stochach in the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't say that. Okay, we'll stop here.